Shadows in Bronze by Lindsay Davis. Read by Gordon Griffin. Rome, late spring, AD 71. Give your heart to the trade you have learnt, and draw refreshment from it. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations. By the end of the alley, the fine hairs in my nostrils were starting to twitch. It was late May, and the weather in Rome had been warm for a week. Energetic spring sunlight had been beating on the warehouse roof, fermenting a generous must inside. All the eastern spices would be humming like magic, and the corpse we had come to bury would be lively with human gases and decay. I brought four volunteers from the Praetorian Guard, plus a captain called Julius Frontinus, who used to know my brother. He and I prized off the chains from the back street gates, then sauntered around the loading yard while the troopers rattled at the lock on the huge inner door. While we were waiting, Frontinus grumbled, "Falco, after today, just reckon I never met your brother in my life. This is the last disgusting errand you can expect to drag me on. Private favour for the Emperor. Festus would have had a word for it." Frontinus described the Emperor with my brother's word, which was not genteel. "Easy work, Caesaring," I commented lightheartedly. "Smart uniform, free living quarters, the best seat at the circus, and all the honeyed almonds you can eat. So what made Vespasian select you to deal with this?" "I'm easy to bully, and I needed the money." "Oh, a logical choice." "My name is Didius Falco, Marcus to special friends. At the time I was 30 years old, a free citizen of Rome. All that meant was that I had been born in a slum. I still lived in one, and except in irrational moments, I expected to die in one too. I was a private informer the palace occasionally used. Shedding a putrid body from the censor's list of citizens was up to standard for my work. It was unhygienic, irreligious, and put me off my food. In my time, I had operated for perjurers, petty bankrupts, and frauds. I swore court affidavits to denounce high-born senators for debauchery so gross that even under Nero it could not be covered up. I found missing children for rich parents, who would better abandon them, and pleaded lost causes for widows without legacies who married their spineless lovers the very next week, just when I had got them some money of their own. Most of the men tried to dodge off without paying, while most of the women wanted to pay me in kind. You can guess which kind. Never a sweet capon or a fine fish. After the army, I did 5 years of that, freelancing. Then the Emperor made an offer that if I worked for him, he might raise my social rank. Earning the cash to qualify would be next to impossible, but promotion would make my family proud and my friends envious, while seriously annoying all the rest of the middle class. So everybody told me this mad gamble was worth a minor insult to my republican deals. Now I was an imperial agent, and not enjoying it. I was the new boy, so they saddled me with the worst jobs. This corpse, for instance. The spice yard where I had brought Frontinus lay in the commercial quarter, near enough to the forum for us to be aware of the piazza's busy hum. The sun was still shining. Scores of swallows swooped against the blue sky. A skinny cat, with no sense of occasion, looked in through the open gate. From nearby premises came the scream of a pulley and a workman whistling, though mostly they seemed deserted, the way warehouses and timber yards so often are, especially when I want someone to sell me a cheap plank of wood.